is the Bronte and Lakey podcast.
Welcome to the Catch Up Podcast. All the good bits are in here. How long can you spend at a cafe only purchasing one coffee?
Yeah, you asked the question that people have been probably too afraid to ask.
I think so. I think there needs to be some onus on the cafe owner going, hey, thanks, you're a cool dude, you've got your laptop open, you're probably bringing in business, there's no way to technically prove you are, but you're putting on a good vibe and we'd be happy to almost pay you in free coffee.
Okay, that's going too far, but I see where this arrogance comes from. It also would stem from calling yourself a super speller.
Yeah, the super speller is in town, ready to save the day once and for all. I was very annoyed.
I know, the super speller was angry.
I was furious with the whole team, really.
Oh, excuse me. What? I'm just the sidekick.
You knew what was coming.
I know.
It brought me flashbacks of Guess Who and the yellow hair, blonde hair thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was just anytime I just want to have a little flex, inspire against the big dog.
Woof.
Woof.
Rawr. I've got a housing crisis I found myself in. I think I'm getting broken up with by a roommate.
Yeah, your roommate. But yeah, relationship's never been stronger.
No.
After your boyfriend. Ooh, Sergeant Turkey Carver.
No, excuse me.
Oh, lamb.
Lamb. He carved a lamb like no auntie had ever seen.
Wow. and my holiday luggage situation.
Yeah, your girlfriend makes an appearance on the show.
Debut from her.
Huge.
Be listening for the sexy hello. Oh. She's renowned for them. Actually, it wasn't her debut, because remember that time I secretly called her? The first time she had planned to be on the show, which was good.
Equally as sexy a hello.
Yeah. Oh, how good's coffee? And how good's a good cafe?
Love
it. Nice and homely. Until you not feel welcome anymore. Mm. Yesterday, I dropped my car at the mechanics. It needs to get a new roadworthy so I can register it. It's been a whole furore.
Yeah, didn't it fail the test?
Yeah. Does that surprise anyone around here having seen my car?
What happens in the week where it fails and then you take it back? Do you just like revise with it one more time? You're like, hey, you got this.
Well, it was unregistered then, you see, so I'm not allowed to drive it for a week.
Okay.
So I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
I dropped it down at 10 a.m. Had to leave work early, 10 a.m. And it's a long way from my house because I have to, it's just a whole thing. And then I said, oh, well, what time will it be ready? Mm. Thinking that she remembers that I don't live around the area. She'll prioritize me. She wasn't having any sympathy for me yesterday. No. And she just said, it'll be done at 4. We close at 4:30.
This is
10 a.m. I've got 6 hours of survival, basically. Lucky I brought my laptop in my little duffel bag.
Nice.
It wasn't sunny enough to go to the beach. So I'm there and it's a true tale of survival. I think, all right, I'll set up at the cafe. I'll grab myself a coffee, 10 a.m. coffee.
Is there a cafe near, like, their cafe?
Yeah, I walked probably about 500 meters from the mechanics.
Okay.
And there's a cafe there. All right, I'll get myself a coffee, and then I will settle in for the six-hour day.
Lovely.
What do I have to do? Well, I can call my girlfriend. That'll kill 30 minutes. There's this 70-year-old woman that I ring about once a year.
Yeah.
I'll call her. That was 20 minutes exactly.
Is that the cutoff? After that, she has to start paying for it?
Yeah. I've only got 20 minutes to give, lady. I did a few other things, did my footy tips.
Yeah, nice. Anything for work?
Well, we're going on holiday from today, so there wasn't too much to do around there. I ordered a coffee, and then about 45 minutes in, the lady comes up to me and said, would you like another coffee? I said, oh, no, thank you. I've already had 3 today, actually. I've had 1 here and 2 before I came. I'll be off the walls. All right, she left. 30 minutes later, can I get you anything? No, I'm good. I'm all coffeeed. I've got the big bottle of water here that you supplied me.
I've got 2 questions.
I'm good.
Same lady asking the question. How busy was the cafe?
Reasonably busy, probably 3/4 full.
Okay.
Room for more people. Right. I certainly wasn't holding up anyone. There weren't people in a big line out the front.
That's what I was asking.
Another 30 minutes goes by. Can I get you any food? Not really hungry. Thank you. Had a big meal.
Oh. And Are you eating your own food in the cafe?
I had a protein bar and a banana in my bag, but they didn't see that.
Okay.
So I was starting to feel very unwelcome. Mm. And then it got me thinking, how long does a $4.50 coffee buy you in the cafe? Because I had my laptop, so I thought I was sort of presenting to the exterior shell of the cafe, hey, this is a cool place where cool guys do cool things working from home. I thought I was kind of acting as advertisement for the cafe, and that was the payoff. But it certainly didn't seem like she was at that level she felt like I had overstayed. I hadn't paid my rent on time. I needed to buy something else to justify myself at the cafe. Whereas I thought $4.50 plus the laptop open bought you 6 hours at a cafe.
Maybe if you're a regular. Maybe if you're...
I was new in town.
You're new in town. Mm. Well, maybe that could have been more elusive for them. No, I would say you would have to continue to buy a coffee.
Pay my way.
I think so, mate.
Really?
They're not. It's not a hostel. Like, you're not just camp. You gotta earn your keep there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It's not a public space. They've got rent to pay.
Okay. Well, I am in arrears because I left there at 4 p.m. closing time. On the one coffee.
Did you love people watching? I love sitting at a cafe and watching people about their day.
Yeah, I loved feeling like people thought I was like some businessman and I'm just there doing the footy tips, like, roosters.
Were you wearing what you were wearing? Yes. I don't think they thought you were a businessman. Grunty and Lakey. It's always nice when you feel like your family finally accepts and gives the seal of approval for the person that you've chose to spend your life with.
Nice.
And I think my partner, Dil, we've been together for about 18 months now, finally got it. They've always welcomed him, mum and dad, into the family, into the fold. He's the newest of all the
boyfriends.
The boyfriends in terms of my... as in like...
He's my latest boy.
My sister's married, and so her wife's obviously been in the picture a long time. My brother's girlfriend's been around for 10 years. So Dil is new. Mm. And it took 18 months for him to finally get the seal of approval. And it came about at a family dinner the other night, a roast dinner.
Oh, a Langbrook banquet.
It was delightful. And this was a big one. This was like my immediate family, but then also my auntie was there, my cousin, her husband, their baby. He's met them all probably once before, but this was the first time we'd spent like a weekend together. And it was all finishing with a lovely roast dinner. And the question was asked, can Dil carve the lamb?
Massive move.
Big move.
Great. What do you mean the question was asked, can Dil?
Will Dil. It wasn't really even will can. Dil. It was like, but will Dil and do it?
Who pitched that?
This was coming from my auntie. Oh. It was her house. She had cooked the lamb.
Right.
And she obviously had other things to tend to, so she couldn't cut the lamb up.
Yeah.
And so she just came up to me and said, can Dylan do it?
What is this? A game of lammy whispers? Which I thought this story was going, Dil, I sort of stepped up, alpha male. I will slice this sheep. Could you ask your boyfriend if he could cook it? You know what would have been a power move? Nah, I'm not cutting it. I'm having a beer.
But I feel like it's not a skill that ever, I wouldn't be able to carve up a lamb.
No, the success was in the carving of it afterwards.
Yes, took to the lamb. I said, you know, Mayor's asked if you could cut up the lamb. He said, yeah.
Is he a carver? Did he work at Bucking Beef when he was 15 in the food court? No.
He's from Townsville, so he kind of, you know, he knows his way around meat.
small, medium roast lamb.
And so he, you know, very confidently went into the kitchen and
carved it up.
I don't know what a good carve up of a lamb looks like, but it was so good.
Was it boneless?
I don't know. No, there was a big bone in there. It was so good that my auntie and my mum came up to me and said, it's not often you find someone that can carve a lamb like that.
Wow.
And that,
that last bloke you're with, he made a monstrosity of the pork roast last Christmas.
And I'd like to know on 13, 10, 60. What you did or what your partner did that gave your family the seal of approval.
Yeah.
Maybe it was carving some lamb.
Maybe.
It was such a weird act, but literally they said, not often you find someone that can do that. And also, you should hold on to somebody that can carve lamb like that.
Yeah, you don't let go of the lamb carver. All right, 13, 10, 60, lamb carvers unite. Or how'd you get the seal of approval? 13, 10, 60. Grunty and Lakey. Pete on 13, 10, 60. You have got the family seal of approval?
I did, guys. I actually got it about a year after we got married. Mm-hmm. I invited my in-laws over and I cooked, because they're of Chinese descent.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked my own Chinese from scratch. I made a Mongolian lamb, I made a sweet and sour pork and a salt and pepper tofu, and I nailed it. And from that day onwards, they call me their favourite son-in-law.
Oh, the ultimate honour bestowed upon a Chinese family son-in-law. Now,
exactly. I'm the only son-in-law, but that doesn't really matter. But they call me their favourite son-in-law, yeah.
I love that they were still a bit iffy on the wedding day, but a year on, you've chopped it out. Now, Chinese parents are interesting like that. It takes a long time because I used to date a Chinese girl as well.
Okay.
I got family seal of approval at Yum Cha. Ate the chicken feet and loved it and pretended that I'd eaten chicken feet all the time. They're like, oh, you like the chicken feet?
I was like,
yes, I love sinew and bone and getting a year's worth of calcium and no protein when I eat my chicken. It's fantastic.
Do you like chicken feet, Pete? Did you have to eat chicken feet as well?
That's what they call them, chicken feet, Pete.
Yeah, look, you've got to put the brave face on, especially at Yum Cha where you get the chicken feet on. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love the chicken feet. Oh, I love the chicken
Chinese
feet.
Chinese parents are the best. Have you ever chatted politics with them? A bit of Xi Jinping?
No, I don't go there. Oh, I don't go there.
That's my favourite son-in-law.
Yes. And I've been married to my wife for 30 years now, so it's worked out well.
Oh, well done,
great
Pete.
Great stuff, Pete.
Grunty and Lakey.
So it's sci-fi.
It's a fact.
Sci-fi or sci-fact?
Sci-fi or sci-facts? Two scientific facts and one scientific fi. Option one, Can You Beat Bronte is a fantastic radio segment.
Come on, let's get ready to rumble!
Can you beat Bronte?
You know what? That was good Charlotte's fault because it pressed the first one and then I pressed it a second time because I was getting too excited with the drumming of good Charlotte.
You know what they
Bad
say?
Bad Charlotte.
You know what they say about a workman? Doesn't blame his tools.
Oh, these panel fingers every now and then.
They're exhausted. They need a two-week break.
Yeah. Nah, it was my fault. Peter Pointer, I've got some words for you. Toby on 131060. Hello.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Hey, yeah. Toby.
Good. Just getting everything back on
track. Hey, Roddy.
Here.
What's going on?
No, nice to talk to you again.
Again? Have we conversed before?
We have. I versed you before for 200 and clean swept you.
Oh.
What's Toby doing back here? I knew I recognised you.
Well, Toby, another $50 on the line for you. If you can beat Bronte this morning, it is at his infancy stage. Yep. Bronte is going into the soundproof booth. 5 questions, 30 seconds. Good luck, Big Doug. Let's make it 2 from 2. Here we go. Question number
Thank
one.
You.
Which artist released Lemonade in 2016?
Pass.
What's the number of players on a field in each rugby union team?
16.
What's the tallest mammal in the world?
Giraffe.
What's the process by which plants make their food?
Fermentation.
Which Latin singer is married to Anna Kournikova? What did you say for the plants making their food?
The photosynthesization or whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's right or not, but...
No, but you just got real crackly. It sounded like way less syllables than that, but I'll take your word for it. Photosynthesization, is that what you're locking in?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Okay, no worries. Bronte!
Okay.
Back from the soundproof booth.
Hello.
5 questions, same ones we asked Toby.
Please.
Nemesis.
Yeah.
Question number one. Which artist released Lemonade in 2016?
Beyonce.
What's the number of players on the field in each rugby union team?
16.
What's the tallest mammal in the world?
A giraffe.
What's the process by which plants make their food?
Photosynthesis.
Which Latin singer is married to Anna Kournikova?
Enrique Iglesias.
Whoa, bit of swag with that last one with plenty of time to spare. Lower down that timer. Bring back Can You Beat Bronte. Bring back Toby.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, we don't know.
Question number one. Ooh. Which artist released Lemonade in 2016? Toby passed. You said Beyonce. Beyonce's correct. 1-0 Bronte.
Oh, baby.
What's the number of players on the field in each rugby union team? You both said 16.
That's weird. The answer is
15.
Oh!
Oh, so close.
So close.
Still 1-0 to Bronte. What's the tallest mammal in the world? You both got giraffe. You know your mammals. 2-1 to Bronte. Mammals, no mammals. Game, respect, game.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the process by which plants make their food? You said photosynthesis, Bronte. Toby said photosynthesization. You're making it too complicated on yourself. It's photosynthesis. 3-1 Bronte, and Enrique Iglesias is married to Anna Kournikova. Toby passed.
Well done, well done. Give it to you.
Toby, I needed it, you know. You know I needed it.
I know. Get you on that run before you go away.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
$100.
Yeah.
When we get back from our holidays 2 weeks time, 100. Can you be Bronte? Are you were supposed to be moving in with a roommate?
Yeah, but I think I'm getting broken up with instead.
Ooh. We'll hear about that next. Bronte and Lakey. Bronte and Lakey. Feel good Friday.
No, it is feel good, but I also feel like I might be getting broken up with today. Ooh. Not from my boyfriend, Dylan, from my potential roommate, one of my very good friends, Eva. The plan was, I've been living back at mum and dad's house since moving in January, have very much appreciated the hospitality, the generosity, living rent free. But I'm 31 and living back at home with mum and dad, and that's...
Such a double-edged sword in life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's because taken a toll.
Yeah. It's you're copping the free rent, there's easy things, ooh, nice fridge stocked up full of camembert and smoked salmon.
Mm.
And then, yeah, there's the point where it's like, come on, you're a 31-year-old woman.
It's more what I found the biggest thing causing issues is the sleep. Because we need to go to bed so early, my parents don't need to do that. So they're up and they're loud and I sleep downstairs.
Ma, keep it down.
And I just realized I need a bit of space from them. I'll still stay with them mostly during the week, but my girlfriend in Brisbane offered for me to live with her for the rest of the year. And I thought, great, let's do that. Lock it in. This was about a month ago. I have not heard any update. She has not sent me any like roommate application stuff. She hasn't addressed it. We've talked almost every day since then. I'm meant to be moving in with her the week we get back, so in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, I was going to say, haven't you bought a bed and like a chair and stuff?
I've started to like repack some of my things to take with me and...
Don't you tell her about the bed that you bought and the chair that you have?
I told her, I was like, yeah, no, I'm happy to move in. She needs a roommate. Let's do it. This is a month ago. Quietly, I've been organizing these things. Haven't heard anything. She went overseas. She's back now. Still haven't heard anything. She then sent me a message last night saying she's going to come and see me today because she wants to chat. Look, she wants to chat. I was like, we've been chatting for 3 weeks. What are you talking about? I'm scared she's breaking up with me as a roommate and I haven't even moved in yet.
Yeah.
And I need it. I need the sanctuary. I need to be away from the fam. And now I don't know what... I also feel like I'm entering into a breakup conversation with somebody. Mm.
Four words for you.
Yeah.
Flatmatefinder.com.
It's not even flatmates.com.
No. Zare. Bronte and Lakey. What's that? What's going on?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
What is it?
It is I, the super speller, who spells words. And if I can't, you win free gin for you or a family member who's over 18.
One of the big superheroes in the Marvel Universe is I, who has the superpower, a very particular set of super skill, to spell any word given to me. Little known fact about me, I was the runner-up Western Australian Spelling Bee in 2003 and 2004.
That's impressive. I think
it is. WA is a big state.
It is a big state. So you were runner-up 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you lose to?
Stacey, both years.
Wow.
Yeah. First year, loquacious was the word I didn't spell right. And the second year, carillion was the word that I didn't spell correctly. And as I was spelling carillion, it was just down to me and him, by the way. I know you were thinking of a girl. Stacey, a boy.
Yeah.
Even more infuriating. And as I was getting the word wrong, he was side of stage already celebrating halfway through my carillion. He's a real menace, that boy.
Stacey.
And I've never quite recovered because the winner got to go to Sydney and compete at nationals. Me and my mum just cried in the car for 30 minutes.
How did Stacey go at nationals?
Don't know. Don't care.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. You're the super speller now, at least on this show. Made the call that you think you can spell any word given to you. And I've been testing you off air. You've done pretty well so far.
Yeah, if you can stump me 13, 10, 60 with a word, if I can't spell it, you'll score the gin.
Yeah.
Gin's my kryptonite. You know what else is my kryptonite?
What?
words with double T's and words with double N's.
Okay.
They are also my kryptonite.
All right. Well, shall we just test the super speller now as people are calling on 131060 with their super hard words for you to spell?
Yep. I've got my big cape on. Got my suit with a big S on the front. Certainly no copyright there.
Can we please have, if it's SS, oh, I don't think you have things to say SS.
No.
Please spell accommodate.
Oh, double C is my kryptonite.
I know.
Accommodate. A C C O M M O D A T E. Accommodate.
Correct.
The super speller has saved the day again.
Oh, are you saving the day with your super speller?
Yes, we're in big trouble. Before I came along and spelled accommodate today.
All right. Could you please spell for me super speller? Necessary.
Necessary. N E C E S S A R Y.
Yes!
The super speller has saved the day again.
You're trying to throw me with the double letters, I know.
All right. Do you think you're ready to take on the people, super speller?
Yes.
131060, if you have a word for the super speller and you stump him, you get some gin.
You will win the gin. And you can be a kid as well. You'll just win the gin for your parents instead.
Absolutely.
You're not allowed to drink the gin. But you'll get the satisfaction of beating the super speller. No greater satisfaction than this.
Grunty and Lakey.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
What is it?
It is I, the super speller, who spells words. And if I can't, you win free gin for you or a family member who's over 18.
Yeah, the super speller is here to save the day, ridding everyone of poor grammar.
Good.
And saving the city. It appears that the whole of Gotham City is against me right now. I was trying to ask producer Claire, I'm like, oh, can you just tell me these words so I can start visioning them in my head? I'm not going to Google them, obviously. The super speller doesn't have access to Google.
No.
But no, not going in completely blind here.
Well, it's not like the Avengers get a rundown of exactly how the fight against the...
This is true.
Enemy's going
to
go.
This is true. I will have to show the full capabilities of my superpowers.
Exactly.
Like I said, my kryptonite is gin. Double T's, double M's.
Double S's.
Double S's. A lot of doubles in there. But I don't know if the people have that or not. I wouldn't know.
I think the people just want to test the super... The super speller is going to be our hero. You've got to earn your stripes and your cape.
What's that? Sophie is in trouble. 131060. Sophie, you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Sophie.
The super speller has received intel that you need urgent help spelling a word.
Yes, what is exactly. This word? Bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy. Bureaucracy.
Come on, super speller.
B U R E A U C R A C Y. Bureaucracy.
The super speller.
Got it.
Got it.
The super speller has saved the day again.
Saved the day from another typo-related issue.
As he flies off, not even asking for a thanks from Sophie, because he just does it out of the goodness of his own brain. Who else needs help? Oh, Josh, you're stuck in a building and you need help spelling a certain word.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hello, Josh.
Because you're just sounding mighty relaxed for someone who needs saving right now.
Well, he has faith in the super speller, obviously.
What's the word?
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook? Fifth kryptonite slang. Gobbledygook?
Do you need it in a sentence?
Yes, please.
Well, I don't really know. Someone said it yesterday, but it's basically like taking the mickey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this word is gobbledygook.
Yeah, it sounds like it exists in that movie Labyrinth. And that's it. Gobbledygook.
Right, super speller, come on, you got this.
All right.
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook. G-O-B-B. L-E. Gobble. D. E-E-G-O-O-K. Gobbledygook.
Unfortunately, the super speller.
The super speller has...
No. You guys... Gobbledygook is not a word. You guys always do this. There was another superpower I had a few months ago, and you did the same. The guess who thing. It was the same thing. You tricked me with a blonde hair, yellow hair, technicality, and now you got bloody Josh and his gobbledygook world.
Super speller needs a bit of decorum.
Super speller needs a glass of water.
Hang in there, mate. It's all good.
The super speller.
And now Josh has fallen out of this burning building and the super speller has been able to spell G-O-B-B-L-E-D-Y-G-O-O-K.
The way you looked at me when you said why, I've never felt so condescending.
But also I'm seeing it spelled as G-O-B-B-L-E-D-E-G-O-O-K.
This is literally, I'll give you the definition of gobbledygook. This segment and the super speller trying to have an academic conversation brings some decorum to the show.
I think that's a tough one because I'm seeing it spelled as different, completely different ways.
Well, enjoy the gin. And, unfortunately, 11-year-old Heather, who had a great scientific name for a platypus, will miss out because we've only got one pack of gin. So I hope you're all happy.
All right, the super speller needs to fly off now.
He's out.
Grunty and Lakey.
Good way to finish out the week and for us to finish up. For 2 weeks, a bit of a break for you and I. We both will be jettisoning off.
Can't wait.
I'm going to London with my mum, leaving later tonight, and you are heading off on your first couple's holiday.
Ooh, couple friends.
Heading off to beautiful Vietnam with your equally as beautiful girlfriend. Very happy for you. I think you're going to have a blast. You deserve the break. There's just one aspect of this holiday that me, producer Claire, producer Harry, can't get over. And that is the fact that you and your girlfriend Kat have decided to just share a suitcase. Not have separate, which I'm pretty sure as a passenger of a flight, you get a baggage allowance and you...
No, this is the problem. You don't get the baggage allowance. So there's part thrift and part smart. You have to pay for the extra, it's Vietjet, so you have to pay for extra baggage.
Mm-hmm.
So you book the flight and realize, oh God, they've got me with the cheap prices, but they're only talking carry-on. So then we have to buy 30 kilograms each of extra luggage. I'm like, we're not going to bring 60 kilograms of clothes to Vietnam. Why don't we bring your 30 kilogram suitcase? I'll put my luggage in your suitcase.
Oh my God.
And it's great. She loves it. She loves it because she's not going to have to carry the suitcase around the airport. There's only going to be one suitcase, so I'll carry that. And then the second we get to Vietnam, we unpack the suitcase. I take out my bag with all my stuff. And then she's got her suitcase.
It's not, I think you're putting words in her mouth. The carrying the suitcase through the airport is at the very beginning. You go, you check in, you give the bag away.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's the most anxiety inducing, wondering whether or not your bag is over the limit. And I would be worried that your bag with
my bag is not over the limit. He doesn't drink.
We have Kat here on the phone because I would just like to make sure that you have not pressured her into this arrangement.
She's fine with this. She's
hey, Kat.
Hello. How is everyone?
Oh, we're good.
I'm great. I'm happy about the whole night. You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Don't feel pressured, by the way. Like, don't let anyone put words in your mouth or feel you've got to hand this up for the radio, babes. Like, we've chatted about this many a time. You're happy with the 30.
Don't influence her either. You're doing exactly what you think we're doing. Kat, is this an arrangement you're okay with?
I am. And I think it all stems from my hot girl summer that I did in Europe last year.
Mm.
The worst part of the whole trip was lugging my bag around. And I almost manifested back then that the next time I go overseas, it will be with a man who can carry my bag for me. And I feel like I've done just that.
All right. So
Hang on a second. That was an amazing quote by the girlfriend. And finally, an appropriate time for me to press this button.
What a noble daddy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks the world.
Kat, have you actually started packing for this holiday? Have you put the stuff in the bag and you know it's all going to fit? You're not over the limit. Lakey's stuff isn't taking up too much room. All that.
Negative. Okay. No, I haven't actually started packing yet. I don't know what trouble we're going to run into when that time comes. But I think surely Danny can just take a few things out if we do run into problems like that.
Are you okay with that arrangement?
I'm absolutely fine with that arrangement, to be honest, because that's exactly right. She'll be packing her 30 kilogram luggage, bringing it to my house, and then I'm just waiting for the mystery. It's basically a mystery box. How much space is left for me to slide in? And I'm hoping she will be generous and give me a couple of kilograms.
I also just want to confirm. So once you get there and you've got your bag is in her bag, again, taking up more room of this 30 kilos.
Like some Vietnam babushka doll. It's going to be very exciting.
Once you're there traveling around, like you said, you are going to a few different places. Are you going to be taking not only your bag, but making sure you take Kat's bag?
Well, after I've heard her manifesting, I'm assuming she has manifested me to also be her personal chauffeur slash butler once we both get our bags at the other side of the holiday, which I'm okay with as well. You can't have a little lady carrying a big suitcase in Vietnam.
Look, it's all right. It sounds like you both have made peace with
thank
this.
Thank you. Thank you.
I do hope you have a good holiday.
I think Danny's done a lot of overseas travel. Mm. He knows how to pack in a compact way. Yeah. So I think we'll be fine.
He did tell me, Kat, that he isn't planning on washing his hair for the entirety of the holiday, though. So.
Oh, he told me that yesterday as well.
Ooh, little girl boss obsession. Very nice. There's shampoo in Vietnam. If I need to wash my hair, I'll just buy some shampoo, guys.
131060.
These are not the issues that need to be focused on.
Give us a call. Not to scare you, but 131060, have you had your bags go missing?
Oh, is this the new... You couldn't get me with that new prank? All of a sudden, it's a lost luggage situation.
I'm just saying, look, it's all going into the one basket. So if you lose Kat's luggage during this Vietjet situation, you are out of luggage. So 131060, maybe you've lost your luggage. Maybe you had an arrangement like these two and it went awry.
This makes no sense whatsoever. We've got one bag. If we had two bags, we'd double the chance of lost luggage.
I just want to give you some pre-flight anxiety.
Unbelievable scenes. 819, thanks, babe. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bronte and Lakey.
131060, what is the question you've asked? When do you lose your luggage?
I just want to know people's luggage dramas.
Trying to do some scare tactics.
I think it's irresponsible, I think it's ridiculous, and I think it's fraught with danger that you and your girlfriend are going on your first couple's holiday and decided to take one bit of check-in luggage and think you're going to fit everything you need for 2 weeks.
Here's the twist. If she rocks up to mine with a 30-kilogram suitcase with 30 kilograms in it, all of my stuff could fit in my hand luggage. Okay. We are going to Vietnam. It is 38 degrees.
Yeah, I know.
All I need is singlets, boxer shorts, and boardies.
Not shampoo, apparently.
And no shampoo. No, I won't be using up my precious toiletry cargo with a big thing of Head and Shoulders. You buy that when you're there. Or you just get some from the hostel. Or there's bars of soap. We're not going into the middle of the desert. People love to add stress to a holiday.
Well, let's do it for fun, shall we?
131060. Ooh, Nev.
Don't be mean to Nev.
No, I'm not being mean to Nev. I'm not hating the player, Nev. I'm hating the game right now. What happened when you lost your luggage?
Mate, I'm not going to back you up here. I'm a smart traveller. When I went snowboarding over in New Zealand, I packed my snowboard bag and put a few bits of clothes in it just to make sure I was comfortable. Mm. And then I got to New Zealand and my snowboard bag was there, but my bindings and clothing bag and toiletries didn't show up.
Oh, his bindings weren't there. How did he bind? How could he be bound?
Where were they, Nev?
They were left in Brisbane.
Oh.
And then the next morning, Virgin said, they've got to travel via Sydney, thank you very much, because that's where I travelled, Brisbane, Sydney, Auckland, and then down to the snow. So it took 2 days to get my toiletries and my bindings.
Imagine.
No money refunded, nothing. And I had to hire bindings to get on the snowboard.
And did you have enough clothes to keep you warm when you're in New Zealand?
Like I said, fortunately, I'm a savvy traveller and I packed enough clothing that I could get away with it.
All right.
Yeah. So,
damn it.
Nev literally went to the Arctic tundra, lost his luggage and survived. So I don't know if that
makes sense. Maybe Katie will. Katie can help with my cause. Katie, have you lost your luggage?
My parents did. They go to Sweden regularly to visit my brother.
Ooh.
And I reckon each time, every single time they go, one of them loses their luggage, and it usually takes a couple of weeks for them to get it back. It has to go back to Sydney for them to collect it, not to Sweden.
It's all going to Sydney.
Well, they
fly from Sydney to Sweden. Then they get to Sweden and they leave Sweden before they've actually been able to get their luggage back.
Oh my God. So then it's just there waiting for them.
Yep. So now my parents actually put a little bit of each other's clothes in each other's bags. So they still have some description.
I like that.
Yeah. They're hedging their bets. All right. Play the role of person who's letting me know that Kat and I's bag has been lost.
Sure.
Hello, where's our bag?
Sorry, I was about to. I'm doing the full role play. I was going to ask for passport. I was going to see if you wanted to be upgraded.
No.
Your bag's too heavy.
No, not that. It's lost. We're in Vietnam. It's lost.
Oh, okay. Stop trying to make me do a Vietnamese accent on this show.
Good. Just a little.
Hi. Well, you have to come up to me.
hey, where's our bag? It's lost.
It's in Sydney. I don't know.
Oh, well, lucky we wore clothes on the plane and lucky Vietnam's cheap. We'll just leave the airport and go buy some clothes. Now pretend we've lost two bags and my bag's been lost. Hello, my bag's lost, but my beautiful girlfriend, because we packed two bags, has hers. Where is it?
I wasn't listening. I was still trying to do a Vietnamese
bag?
Accent.
Where's my bag?
It's in Sydney again.
Oh, all right. Well, luckily my girlfriend's got skirts and boob tubes for me that I can wear the whole time.
And I guess if you're in Vietnam, anything goes.
Exactly. No harm, no foul. For me, travel is all about freedom. Oh. People add too many parameters to these things. Okay. Angie, wrap this up on 13 10 60. Oh, what happened when you lost your bag for a finite amount of time? How'd you survive?
I have a fear of losing my bag. Mm-hmm. We have waited at airports for hours trying to find our luggage. So this time we are off to the UK for about 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Three of us, myself, my partner, my little girl, and we are taking carry-on only.
What?
So there's no chance of losing any luggage. 7 kilos each. I have packed them already to make sure. And I've got it.
Oh, so my God.
Yeah, Angie.
Just easier.
Angie! Look, that's a long flight.
It's the way to do it. You just, you know, we've got stuff that's thermal. Thermal's a light. Puffer jackets, which weigh, I think, 300 grams.
And you wear them anyway. You wear them onto the plane, so it doesn't even count.
That's right.
They don't
weigh people.
This is Kat. The Kat's just putting on a voice, your girlfriend.
Oh, love it. Stay woke, Angie. Good on ya. Hey, your chance at $2,000 coming up after 8:30. Bronte and Lakey's Fill the Space.
That was the Bronte and Lakey podcast.
Bronte and Lakey!